Hello, hello, hello. Thank you all for tuning in to the Mindset Makeover Podcast with me, your host, Amanda. I hope everyone is having an absolutely amazing week so far. If you're listening to this, I hope you can't hear, like, you know, they say it's like a black people problem when the alarm in your smoke detector is going off, like it's chirping. So I'm actually going to try my best to silence that for you. But yeah, it is ghetto. And honestly, my smoke detector alarm has been going off for like 5 days and it is literally driving me insane. And I don't know why I have not changed the battery. But anyway, moving on. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. Happy Aries season. If you are an Aries, happy birthday. It is your season. And I'm just going to say this. Y'all started off with a bang already. Aries, we know you're a fire sign. I'm a fire sign. I'm a Sagittarius. But Aries is the one fire sign that is fiery as fuck. Like Aries, turn up. Don't care. Like Sagittarius's, we don't start anything. We might finish it, but we don't start anything. Aries, they're the shit starters. Like Aries are the shit starters, the craziest of the zodiac, honestly. Aries get shit going and they don't care. But I don't know if you've noticed, and yesterday was a new moon and it was the beginning of Aries season. And I don't know about y'all, but like like the way that I feel energy, like my whole body felt that energy shift into Aries season. Like I was angry. I was the shit starter and I don't even do that. Like I'm always the one who just sits back, quiet, observing, and I'll give my opinion, but I'm always open to hear the opinions of other people. And usually I can resolve something in peace and come to an understanding, but not yesterday. Yesterday, y'all know I'm a real estate agent, and I had to complete a 15-hour marathon course. Basically, when you're a real estate agent, this is for the state of Maryland, we have to do 15 hours of continuing education classes every 2 years. So yesterday, I spent 15 hours in the same classroom with the same people. And the conversation of like men versus women and their roles in today's society just came up. And if it's one thing I can't stand, it's disrespectful men and how they think women are like put here to be their servant. Baby, no. It is not the 60s anymore. Women do not need y'all for your money. And we are not servants. The fuck, we're bosses. But anyway, they were saying some things that I totally disagreed with, and they were extremely closed-minded to anything that any of the ladies were saying, and that really ruffled my feathers. Like, they really made me irritated, and I was, like, hot. I was, like, on fire, like an Aries, and I could not explain why I was so mad, and then I realized, oh, my God, it is the start of Aries season, and I have tapped in and tuned in to that energy, and then it was a new moon, so I had to really calm myself down because, you know, new moons are for manifesting. So whatever you're focused on is going to grow during a new moon. So I really had to calm myself down and realize that you don't need to be arguing with these weak ass men. Right? You can still tell that I'm a little fiery and I'm a little turned up about it because I called them weak, but it is what it is. I just call it how I see it. But anyway, this Aries season is so much more about really lighting the fire under your ass than it is about being negative or being angry or being, I don't know, just, you know, out there and being obnoxious and arguing with people. It is about really lighting the fire under your ass and achieving your goals. Aries season is about focusing on yourself. So I'm going to dive right in to what we are talking about today, which is how we are going to manifest our dreams and accomplish our goals during Aries season. Aries season is like the beginning of the year. We can call it the new year. It's kind of like the astrology new year right now, starting yesterday. So we can consider this a fresh start. If you did not do well in quarter one, or, you know, it's almost the end of Q1. But if you didn't do well, if you already slacked on your New Year's resolutions, it's okay, because it really starts now. It really started yesterday. So let's tap into the Aries energy and learn how to really manifest our dreams and accomplish our goals. Because when you tap into the fire of Aries season, you're going to win. This, I feel like whoever's listening to this podcast, is your winning season. It's my winning season, and I'm sharing that Aries energy and that fire with everyone listening to this podcast. So it's your winning season too. Aries are bold. They're bold. They're risk takers. They know that they're amazing and they're not afraid to show it. They do things that other people are afraid to do. They say things that other people are afraid to say. And they go about it in a bold and very audacious nature. They don't care. If I had to sum up Aries season into one word, it would be audacity. I think audacity has been used in a negative way for a while, but audacity is literally just being bold. It's being brave and being bold. And that's the energy you need to be tapping into in order to manifest your dreams, okay? This Aries season. So the energy is working in your favor right now. The energy is definitely working in your favor. And today I'm going to go over 5 really easy ways to help you manifest your dreams and accomplish your goals, right? So we're going to focus on 1. And I wrote this down because I am a professional. Normally when I do these podcasts, I might take a couple notes, scribble down a couple of my thoughts, but this time I came prepared. So 1, when you are manifesting those dreams and goals, you need to give yourself clear goals. A lot of times we aren't clear on what it is that we need to be focusing on. If you go to the grocery store without a grocery list, a specific list, you'll end up throwing extra things in the cart. You'll end up just grabbing whatever. Now you're over budget, and now you've gone home and you've totally missed what you went for in the first place, right? So we're going to make our goals super clear. And when you think that they're clear, make them clearer. So for example, our goal cannot be simply to make more money. Our goal cannot be to simply start dating. We have to have clear goals, okay? I want to make $10,000 a month by this date. We need to be making specific goals. And then I want you to get even more specific, because I want you to think about how that goal is going to be accomplished. I want to make $10,000 a month from wholesaling real estate. Then go a little bit deeper. I want to make $10,000 a month wholesaling real estate in Maryland and DC and Virginia. I want to make $10,000 wholesaling real estate in DC, Maryland, and Virginia. And by accomplishing this goal, I will help XYZ. We always want to tie our goals in to how it helps other people, because our jobs here as humans is to help other humans, right? It's to enhance humanity. So how does you reaching your goal positively impact the lives of other people? I want you to really dive into your goals and make them crystal clear, and how they positively affect other people matters. Then I want 2 is I want you to keep that list of goals visible. I want you to be able to see those goals every single day. So I want you to post them on your bathroom mirror. I want you to post them, I don't know, on your next to your bed. I want you to post them in your office, on your desk, on the wall, wherever you will see your goals. I want you to post them there. I used to have my goals on the refrigerator, in the kitchen, the bathroom, in my office. Now I have them in my office. But I'm literally, as I'm recording this podcast in my office, I'm looking at them right now. You have to be able to see your goals, because if you write them down one time and you just let it go, you're probably going to forget the goals. And I always suggest reading over those goals every single morning. And if you really want to tap into your goals, read them every single morning and every single night right before you fall asleep, so that your subconscious can pick up on what you want to manifest, right? 3, we're going to have to push through our fear. Every time we set a big goal, you have to understand that you're going to be fearful. things are going to come up that push you out of your comfort zone. So you're going to have to get past that. You're also going to have to commit to those goals. You're going to have to commit to reaching those goals. So that looks like when something comes up that maybe you don't want to do, or maybe you're not really feeling like, I know when a client texts me at the last minute and they're like, I really want to go see this house in an hour. And I'm like, oh my God, in an hour? You want me to drop everything that I'm doing and go show you this house in an hour? But I have goals, and I have serious goals, and I have things that are going to set me and my family up for forever. And so I can't be lazy. I can't put that showing off for a few hours or for the next day, because while I'm sleeping and procrastinating, my client could potentially be losing out on the home that they want. So you have to put those fears, put that procrastination, put those excuses, the bullshit excuses, to the side, commit to those goals, and move past your fear. There's going to be a ton of things you don't want to do, but that you have to do in order to reach those goals. Keep your goals at the top of your mind, and those actions that are fearful, once you start doing them, there's no cure to fear other than action. Once you start actually doing them and taking the chance to do something different and do something outside of the box and push yourself past your own limitations, that's when the magic happens, right? So the fourth thing, surround yourself with positive influences. It's so dangerous to your mental and physical health to hang around people who are negative. It is really dangerous. It really does nothing for you to hang around people who are not positive forces in your life. You do not need to hear negativity constantly. If you are hanging around people who complain constantly, you need to stop talking to them on a consistent basis. If you are hanging around people who can only see the negative, I was in that real estate class for 15 hours yesterday. And it was this agent in there that basically said the United States will be like a third world country in 3 years. Amongst other things that he was saying, I mean, I never met a person that spoke so much negativity and so much doubt and fear and death over an entire country in my entire life. I've never met anyone that negative before. And honestly, it was really hard getting through 15 hours around that type of energy. But a lot of us are surrounded by that type of energy, even in our own households. A lot of us have parents and siblings and people that we care about, our friends and our spouses that are negative. And maybe it's time to check them. Maybe it's time to say, hey, I don't need your fucking negativity right now. And honestly, if they don't get on board with the fact that you need positive energy around you, then maybe it's time to remove your energy from their space so that you can focus on more positive things and more positive energy. And to be fair, everyone has their negative moments, but some people choose to move into negativity, unpack there, and get comfortable. Let's move through negativity, okay? Let's move through. Let's not unpack. Let's move through it. Let's feel our feelings and then get the fuck over it, because we have shit to do in 2023, okay? Number five, you're going to have to dedicate some time each day to self-improvement. You're going to have to. You can't just wake up and start working. I know that's what a lot of us do. We wake up, shower, get dressed, and we're out the door. We haven't even taken 5, 10 minutes, 30 minutes to ourselves. We didn't have time to think. We didn't have time to read. We didn't have time to journal. We didn't even read over our goals that we set. Take a little bit of time to yourself. It is a gift to yourself. You owe yourself time for improvement. How do you expect to be the best version of yourself if you're not focusing on becoming a better version of yourself? So every single morning, even if I miss my workout, even if I don't read a book, even if I don't journal, even if I don't listen to a podcast, every single morning I sit in silence with just myself and I have a cup of coffee. That is my time. I've been doing this my entire life, and well, not my entire life, but you know, coffee drinking age for a long time. And it helps me. It helps me to ground myself. It helps me to gather my thoughts. And it helps me to find peace before the chaos of the day begins. And if I actually stick to my morning routine every single day, which is, of course, sitting in silence, meditating, working out, journaling, listening to an audiobook or reading a book. And I stick to all of those things. And then, of course, visualizing my hopes and my dreams and my goals. If I stick to all of those things, I'm unstoppable. Is it realistic to stick to all of those every single day? It takes a high level of discipline. Honestly, it takes a high level of discipline. But I do journal pretty much every day. I read. Reading, to me, I don't like to sit and read with the book. I listen to audiobooks every single day. It's kind of like listening to music. As much as people listen to music, I listen to audiobooks. I find it very enjoyable. But you have to make time for that self-improvement, whatever you like to do. I don't love working out. I'm not going to lie. I don't love working out. So for me to work out, I have to really push myself to work out. And it helps to look at yourself in the mirror naked and say, hey, you know, you could lose some weight. Or, hey, you could really tighten up here. Be honest with yourself. If nobody's going to be honest with you, you have to be honest with yourself. Work out for the health benefit, if not for your physical appearance. Maybe you look fucking awesome already. Then go to the gym to stay in shape and be healthy. But at some point throughout your day, and I always say the morning is when you have the most energy, especially after coffee, that's when you need to focus on your goals. That's when you need to focus on self-improvement. The world can wait on you for a little bit. I think the world can wait for you for an extra hour. But if you think that you only have about 5 to 10 minutes, then what are you doing with that 5 to 10 minutes? In that 5 to 10 minutes, you need to be saying your affirmations. You need to be speaking life into yourself and into others if you want to. You need to be doing a couple sit-ups, jumping jacks, push-ups, planks, squats, something. You need to be focusing on you for at least, you know, 5 minutes. If all you think you have is 5 minutes, then use those 5 minutes to improve yourself. And little bitty changes in your morning routine will ultimately change your entire life. One good decision made in the morning will help you make tons of good decisions throughout the day. Then you've had a week of good decisions, then months of good decisions, then years of good decisions, and now your whole life looks different. And I'm just saying, if you're going to start something, Aries season is a great time to start something, because Aries season is going to light the fire under your ass to get it done. I've already been seeing people tapping into this energy. I see people doing new workout routines. I see people dieting. I see people starting businesses. I see people just going so far outside of their comfort zone. One of my friends and fellow real estate agents texted me yesterday and said, hey, do you want to record like a rap video for real estate? And when I say that would take me so far outside of my comfort zone that it's not even funny, I mean it. She's like, I don't understand how you consider yourself shy. You're on everything. You're everywhere doing everything. I know, but now you want me to be Nicki Minaj, and I'm not Nicki Minaj. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because it challenges me to push myself past my fears, past my limitations, and past, you know, all of the bullshit that I'm telling myself in my head. Oh my God, I have to be more serious. These are all the things that I tell myself. Doesn't make them true. But it makes me so uncomfortable that I want to do it because I want to challenge myself in that way. And that's what I think you should be doing this Aries season, challenging yourself. Because now, this season, this is the season that's going to propel you forward. Whatever you start now is going to grow. This is the season of abundance. This is the season of growth. This is the season of reaping your rewards. If you've been planting seeds all winter, well, welcome to the harvest, okay? This is the season that you are going to see what God has been doing in the background. This is when you see that the universe is really showing up for you in the way that you thought the universe should have showed up for you. Now you're going to see it. You're going to see proof. All the hard work you've been putting in, all those thoughts, all those things that you've been trying to do at the beginning of the year, they're going to start bearing fruit. Now's the time. Okay? So tap into that Aries season. I hope you enjoyed the 5 ways to help manifest your dreams and accomplish your goals. And of course, you already know, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or you just want to talk to me, you can hit me up on Instagram at Mindset Makeover Club. And of course, I love my listeners so much. You get a huge discount on mindsetmakeoverclub.com. Just use the code MINDSETPODCAST. Mindset Podcast on mindsetmakeoverclub.com. And I will talk to you all very, very soon. Happy birthday, Aries, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye.